Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From Hollywood to you.
Thank you for listening to us.
Ryan Seacrest.
Seacrest! We're
on air, on air, on air with Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah, it is 2-3-2-3, February 3rd, 23.
I love stuff like that.
So today's a big day for weddings.
Yeah, I mean, it falls on a Friday. Why not?
Because Saturday is a better day for a wedding.
Yeah.
But that's, you know what? When sometimes you just deal with the date.
Listen, if the date works, to a lot of weddings. It's hard to get to a rehearsal dinner on a Thursday.
I've actually gone to a Thursday wedding.
A Thursday actual wedding ceremony?
And I texted the bride. I was like, is there a typo on your wedding invitation? She was like, no, it was cheaper. I was like, a Thursday?
I'm going to a Sunday wedding this weekend.
Well, Sunday's okay, but there are good values during the week. I mean, that Tuesday wedding must be the best.
I was like, girl, you're killing me. And it's in San Diego? I was like, this was a long time ago.
I kind of like it. It's counterintuitive, right? Hey, everybody, come to my wedding on Tuesday. Nobody can come.
I went. This was a long time ago. I was doing middays at the time, so I made it work. I drove down there. I went to the wedding.
What was your day like?
I got off the air at 3. I drove down there. I went to the wedding. Yay, yay, yay. Turned around, drove back, and I was on the air the next morning by 10.
That's a good friend.
Yeah, I love them.
Oh. Hey, do you guys eat late at night? I'm just thinking about this morning. Do you eat late at night, like last night?
I try not to, because then I don't feel good. I gain weight. It's all the things. I try to stop by like 7:30, 8, the latest.
How about you, Tanya? Do you guys eat late?
No, we're not late eaters.
They're saying eating foods like these, spicy foods, cheese, baked goods, greasy fried food, and peanut butter and jelly sandwiches can keep you up throughout the night.
Yeah, no.
But it sounds so good to have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich before you go to bed. It's just cozy sounding, doesn't it? I mean, so not me, but it sounds cozy.
If I'm drunk, I will eat all the things.
You should do an inside out peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
What's that?
Just a scoop of jam and a scoop of peanut butter.
But where's the bread?
No bread.
Oh, it's like the animal style version of a peanut butter jelly sandwich?
It's actually pretty good. It like kind of...
You know, when we were growing up in school, we would have peanut butter and marshmallow. Remember marshmallow spread you put on your sandwiches? That was like the one everybody wanted to trade.
No, my mom never bought me marshmallow spread.
My mom didn't really buy it. We had it to trade for at school. So I would bring in my turkey sandwich and I'd try and trade for one of the marshmallow peanut butter sandwiches.
What mom bought marshmallow spread?
Some of the cool kids, man.
Man.
Some of the cool kids.
I never had that.
Marshmallow spread?
That sounds
awesome.
Yeah,
it's
awesome.
Like fluff. It's basically marshmallow fluff spread.
No, I get the marshmallow syrup at Menchie's. That's like my go-to.
Good morning. Enjoy your coffee.
Yeah.
All right, today, what do we have going on? Some clouds this morning. Nice weekend, though. Should be a good weekend ahead if you're going to make plans. Mostly sunny skies. Highs around 70, which is great because you look at a lot of the country, it's going to be very cold, as it's been all week. So highs around 70. Be thankful for that. This morning, Sabrina Carpenter's coming over, huh?
Love her.
So, Tanya, you hang out with her. At least in my movie, you hang out with her.
Yeah,
all the time.
We have like mutual friends. You know, she's friends with Sophia Carson, and Sophia and I are like sisters, mm-hmm. So we're connected.
So, Sophia Carson, Sabrina Carpenter, and Tanya Rad all hang out?
Yeah.
So cute.
What do y'all talk about?
Well, to be honest, we haven't hung out since the pandemic, so it's been a minute.
Oh.
Well, it's been 3 years.
That's a long time. So I feel like I have hung out with her before since then.
Well, no, I've seen her. I've interviewed her for The Vibe and stuff.
So, it's like half her life.
Yeah.
So Sabrina, though, is having a lot of success. She got her song Nonsense, which is out now, and she's going to start her second leg of the tour, I guess, right?
Mm-hmm. The tour sold out so fast.
The song Nonsense is really doing a lot of things for her, too. It's really good.
So because, I mean, it's been out. We talked to her when she was here for the album release. This song Nonsense has been out since then, right?
Mm-hmm. But you know what she did when she was doing the tour? Every city that she stopped in, she changed some of the lyrics in Nonsense to like... talk about the city that she was in. And so I feel like people really gravitated to that song a lot.
And localizes it. Mm-hmm. I think this is an example of that.
How quickly can you take your clothes off, pop quiz?
That one's not going to make it.
Oh, that's from the album. That's the take from
Most
the album.
Most of these aren't going to make
That's great. People love that. Mm-hmm. And then in real life, IRL, when she's out on the road, she'll say Atlanta or Boston or LA or whatever.
Yeah.
And talk to them. Anyway, she's going to be on Kiss FM after 7 o'clock this morning. Sabrina Carpenter here.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
Tanya, I don't know what I was looking at, but I watched video the other day of you at your book signing.
Did you see the time lapse?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I saw, the time lapse.
Yeah.
Where you guys were walking very fast in, and then mm-hmm. everybody's lined up, and you got a little emotional.
Oh, yeah.
That was the Barnes & Noble.
Yeah, the Barnes & Noble right here at the Grove.
Congratulations, right?
Thank you.
I was told that when you go to buy your book on Amazon, your book is called The Sunshine Mind,
mm-hmm.
that they recommend... If you like The Sunshine Mind, you're going to like Spare.
Yeah, what is that all about? I noticed that too.
Like if you pick your book, they say, oh, you'd also like Spare by Prince Harry.
You know, that really makes me question it.
No, they're frequently bought together.
But why?
I'll tell you why. I have a hypothesis because E! News wrote an article about the books they're looking forward to in 2023. And there were only three books in the list. And Prince Harry's was one and mine was the other. And so I think when people saw that article, they maybe just bought all three. I don't know.
I mean, kind of who cares? Fact that they're pairing you up with the biggest selling book of all time.
Yeah, take it.
Great.
It's just really funny because his is not what your book is about at all.
So different. It doesn't make, there's no collective reasoning.
Right, like you don't talk about your private parts in your book, right?
No.
I don't know why he did that anyway.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Or that part of it. But anyway, you had the book signing at the Grove this week, and you learned something about yourself, huh?
So I have horrendous handwriting, like to the point where I was kind of embarrassed looking at, like people were posting photos of my signage on their books, and I was cringing at how bad my handwriting was.
This is not bad at all, Tanya.
It looks not cute. Like, I am a professional author. I should not be
slow down.
Writing like this.
Well, your O's look like E's. I'll give you a...
So
why are you writing so much into these books? Are they supposed to sign?
Why do your O's look like E's? Why don't you finish your O's?
I'm telling you, it's very bad. So I'm not really good at just signing and going. Like, I wanted to talk to people, so the book signing took a lot longer because I wanted to spend more time with people. But we got through the line, so it's okay. But
those
I went
people
on
in the back were upset about you talking.
But
everybody.
I spent longer. Mm-hmm. I spent longer with the like last 10 to 15 people.
But these are not yearbooks, okay? I'm looking at you're writing. It's like a summer. Getting
that's true. Usually you're just
yearbook.
Supposed to be like Debbie. Love you, Tanya Rat. No, anything. No. Keep shining.
So I would ask them about themselves. I would ask them about themselves.
Thank you for coming in from La Brea. the street you took to arrive here at the Grove. And I've always wanted to meet you, Debbie. And thank you for being our number one light in the light of being our fan.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Light and love. Keep in touch.
No, but I looked up classes to take, like handwriting classes. And they're
what?
I have to admit, mine's very rough, too. I tell you why mine is. I'm always rushing. So my writing is fast.
But they can teach you how to do it fast and nice. But these classes are for like 7 to 12 year olds. And I'm like, I can't see myself.
Well, maybe that's the level that you need to start at. Maybe this is when it went wrong.
There's nothing wrong with that. If I'm going to learn a language, it's going to be for,
Yeah, it's like Billy Madison. Nerd. He went back to school. It's like, what's wrong with that?
Can you imagine me walking into a classroom with 7 year olds?
I actually can.
Kind of be good for your next book promo.
I think so. The Sunshine Mind.
Anyway, The Sunshine Mind, wherever you buy Prince Harry's book, you can buy it right there. Coming next, your morning hack, 3 travel tips. I think you probably don't know, but I want to tell you about these. They could change your life. So there's a thread on Reddit. Right now, this is your morning hack. What is your best travel tip that not enough people know about? So there are 3 great responses to this. I don't know if you have travel tips, but these come in really handy. Anything you have that's expensive, camera equipment, computers, even your luggage, put duct tape on it. No one wants to steal something that looks broken. So you make it look like it's been cracked or broken, and then it'll have less appeal to the thief.
Oh, that's a good idea.
So it's not broken, but you make it look like it's broken. MacGyvered.
Yeah. Okay, I like that.
Duct tape it. Now, I don't know what you're going to do to get the duct tape off when you want to use it, but when your flight gets canceled, these are your morning hacks, best travel tips on Reddit. When your flight gets canceled, do not wait in line to talk to an agent. Call the airline. Much quicker to get somebody on the phone.
That's true.
We were talking to travel people this week, and there was a great tip about traveling with kids that I was told, and that was if you're traveling with your kids, like, would you board first or last?
Well, usually when you're traveling with kids, they do let, if you have small children, board first.
Right, but that's bad news.
Why?
Because then you're on the plane with the kids a lot longer. So what she said, here's what she told me. She said, send parent one on the plane first with all the gear, all the stuff you're going to need for the kids on the plane. Then get settled. Meanwhile, you're in the terminal with the kids. They're not even on the plane
yet. Let them run around.
Let them run around. Get it all out. At the last minute, get on the plane, settle them in, and you're off. Actually, I liked it. I thought it was divide and conquer.
It's great, except for the people that you're sitting next to, and they're like, oh, this is so great. All of a sudden, you show up with my three kids.
Not your problem.
They thought they were going to have a peaceful flight.
Michael's there telling, beware. It's not going to be this peaceful in about a minute. But I thought that was actually a good tip, not to put them on longer, because it's true. I don't like to sit on the plane longer than I have to.
That is true, especially if you don't know if it's going to be delayed on the tarmac. Yeah.
That's the thing. You could get on there for an hour before you take off.
Mm-hmm.
And then the final one here is, this is tips for traveling. Bring a port, a 6-foot extension cord. They're about $5. And you can charge all your devices in any convenient spot in your hotel room. Tubbs, you travel with a port?
No, but I do have an extra long
iPhone charger. Don't tell me you have an extra long one. Extra long what?
iPhone charger.
Don't be jealous of his extra long charger.
Well, now that he says to charge, I'm fine. What's an extra long iPhone charger for?
Yeah, it's like a 10-foot cord.
A 10-foot cord charger?
A 10-foot cord?
What is a 10-foot iPhone charger?
You never know. You might have to plug in across the aisle or the seat behind you or something.
On the plane?
Yeah, I've never had to, but...
Tubbs is prepared.
Remember that night?
All right, listen, here's the quote today. The right person will make you fall in love with yourself, too. I like it.
Oh, that is true.
Use that in the Sunshine Mind sequel.
Kiss FM headlines with Sissany.
Yeah, so Mayor Karen Bass is celebrating after receiving $60 million from the federal government to fund her efforts to end the homeless crisis in not only the city, but the entire county. The federal grant will be used in a variety of ways to help the unhoused. Some good news for the residents of Echo Park. The chain link fence surrounding Echo Park Lake will officially be removed. The fence was installed following the removal of around 200 unhoused people living in encampments in the park in around March 2021. The exact date of the fence's removal will be announced later. And big news for the LA Beehive. SoFi Stadium announced a second show of Beyonce's Renaissance World Tour, the Inglewood venue. Beyonce is set to take the stage on both September 2nd and now September 3rd. Ticketmaster also addressed concerns about overwhelming demand for the Renaissance World Tour by making some changes in the wake of the backlash from angry fans who tried to buy tickets to Taylor Swift's tour last year. Ticketmaster will be staggering sales for Beyonce's tour rather than releasing tickets for all the dates at once. I mean, we will see when these tickets go on sale if it's a big mess or not.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
Sabrina Carpenter is with us right now, 102.7. So thank you for coming in. I'm trying to think. I feel like we've known you a long time. Mm-hmm. But I'm trying to think when we first met. Tanya, you're good at the almanac. When did we first meet in the studio?
Like 7 years ago.
No. Was it seven?
Yeah. Well, the pandemic's already been three.
So let's call it seven. But think of how your life has changed in the last 7 years, Sabrina.
Just a bit.
Just a lot, right?
Just a bit. I mean,
how would you look at it? How is it different for you in the last 5 years?
I've not grown an inch. I've not grown. I've been looking at the world from the same perspective. But in a lot of ways, I feel like just people have changed so much in my life around me, and then I've changed so much as a person. So I don't know. There's been a lot of. I guess your brain cells do this thing where they develop and they start to have more feelings. And it's been really wild. I'm not going to lie.
Well, it's been working in a way that's connecting you with so many people around the world, which has got to be the coolest feeling.
Very, very cool. It's cool to be. I was just in France a few days ago, and like to even be in, somewhere so far away from where I am. And also, I don't make French music and I don't make songs with French lyrics. So to have people even, know the music or connect with it at all is really, really special. I don't know what I did to deserve it. I'm very, very lucky.
Oh, well, You do deserve it.
Oh, thank you.
I remember when you were here in July, last time it was July, right? Mm-hmm. I think it was July, over the summer. I was during the album release week, and you were telling us you were so nervous for the world to hear your lyrics and hear your emotions and your thoughts. How do you feel now after the time's gone by?
I'm not nervous anymore. it's great. You know, the more honest, the better. Sometimes, if anything, it kind of opened the floodgates for me, maybe in a bad way, because I feel like it really encouraged me. I would say, especially on tour, something I really noticed was I was able to be myself a lot more on stage. And, you know, these things about me before that I would have probably thought, oh, maybe I should dial that down a bit or water it down a bit so people can understand me more or people can, you know, see where I'm coming from, is now something that I've really kind of thrown that logic out the window, and I can just sort of be exactly who I am. And if they don't understand it, then they'll pick up on it later, I think.
They're picking up on it. I mean, just to take the track Nonsense and look at all the success it's having. Now, that's a song that's been out for a while, too, but it's completely blown up all over the place.
Isn't that funny how songs age?
Yeah, or they can be out in the world, but they may not connect for a few months or something like that, right?
Yeah, like people were a little slow on it, but it's okay. They get it now. Like, my jokes didn't land until quite later.
But actually, go ahead.
No, I was going to say that's what's been so fascinating to me is, I think, initially when the album came out, there was definitely a few like close friends and family that thought that song was really special. So I definitely give them a lot of credit for seeing that in advance. But I think what was really special about this song is that the fans really chose it as the single. I didn't really have to do a whole lot. It was track number 9. In fact, I really was not trying at all. I kind of hit it. I kind of made it hard for them to find. And they really did the work. So yeah, I'm very happy that they kind of chose this.
I'm going to play the whole song in a second, but here's the end of it.
How quickly can you take your clothes off, pop quiz?
That one's not going to make it. Most of these aren't going to make
it. So who's laughing so hard?
That's Steph Jones. We wrote the song together, and her laugh is iconic.
It's crazy.
It is crazy. She's going to laugh to hear you say that also, too. She's going to do that laugh. She's so funny. And that was the other thing. I've never laughed harder than I did writing this song, because essentially when I was cutting that outro, it was all of these like really awful, raunchy lines that I basically just kind of did as a joke, because I was like, well, this is never going to be in the real song, so let's just like record them as a joke. And then it was,
you end up being in there.
And then I mastered it. Mixed it and I released it.
Then you freestyle it on tour in different cities, incorporate the local town you're in.
I do. I like to give back to my local communities.
So fun.
I remember being like a kid going to a concert in Atlanta, and if the artist said anything Atlanta, I was like, they know me.
Yeah, no, yeah. It's a personal attack on you in a good way. Like, yeah. It's right. So funny. All you have to do is say the city's name. I don't know. And I've been very lucky. I've never mixed up like a city that I was in.
Can you imagine?
That would be. Well, in fact,
it does happen.
I might do it on purpose. You know, sometimes that's funny, too.
I've been wanting to use some of these lyrics in like an Instagram caption, but I just don't feel like I'm cool enough. You know, like, treat me like a queen.
Where is the self-love?
It's 2023, girl.
No. I mean, I love who I am, but I'm like not, I know what I am, and I'm not like a cool, you know, like I'm not cool girl, you know?
I disagree.
To what Sabrina said, yeah, you don't overthink it. Just do it.
Also, if you listen to the song, that makes you relate to the song. If you relate to the song, that makes you cool.
Oh, I love it. And treat me like a queen, got me feeling thrown. Like, I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
And Tanya, you've been looking for your other sock for a long time.
Oh, my God. That line, that was one of my favorite lines that like was in the entire song, and it was initially in the chorus, and then I was like, this is gonna go right over everyone's head.
No,
like,
it's perfect.
I but you know the thing about socks, like, you just lose them
always. Where do they go? Do they go to his magical sock place?
No, they go to his house.
Yeah, his house. I bet your house is where my other sock is.
Yeah.
That was magic to watch everybody sing along to that song with you in here.
Thanks. That was very fun. Tanya, you know all the words.
You know, I told you that was my favorite one. Well, one in Tornado Warnings.
Yeah.
But I think it's so fun.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's definitely, it's funny because it's like, it's my sense of humor to a T, which is like very, not something I ever thought I'd be able to like
share.
Yeah, in a song. You know what I mean? Like, song, you can get that across maybe in an interview, maybe. Right.
But in lyrics.
But in
but
lyrics.
Why? You should do more music like that.
Thank you.
I love it.
I didn't. I think there was so much duality happening in my life in that year that it wasn't giving silly 100% of the time. So I had to write like the other half of the album that was very serious in order, I think, to get that song.
To get nonsense.
Mean? Yeah, totally.
We all need to make sure we have a balanced amount of silly, right?
Exactly.
We need silly.
Yes.
You can't
exactly.
give up the silly.
No.
And life is too short.
The best
short.
Part
Don't
of life.
So wait, Sabrina, you're about to go on the second leg of the tour in spring?
Yes.
Emails How many I dates will you do?
We're doing 40 now in the U.S., which is crazy because the first leg was only 15 or 16 shows. So now we're doing 40 shows, and then I just announced Europe, and there's about like 10 shows or something like that in Europe.
So 40 shows. That's a schedule. What do you do to like stay relaxed or stay rested, or like what are the things that you need to take along with you so you can be the best you can be?
A pillow, because well, it just so I can sleep. And then I don't really, to
Will
be honest,
on the bus?
I do sleep on the bus.
Yeah.
And I don't really know. Do I have a pet? Uh-huh. I got cats. They're staying at home. I don't want cat pee on the bus. Like, yeah. Honestly, it is the worst smelling thing in the world. And once it's there, it's hard to get rid of. So my cats are staying at home.
Aww.
No, if anything, like, I try to bring friends out whenever I can. Like, and I'll be like, stay on the bus. Be my groupie for 3 nights.
Oh, that's
like,
fun. Just give you a sense of normalcy, right?
Yeah, like, because it's very fun to have, you know, people that make you laugh and, you know, are very supportive. And so, yeah, hopefully I can bring out some friends when I'm on the road.
So you can actually get tickets to her emails. I can't send tour on sale at AXS.com.
Yeah.
To see Sabrina Carpenter, one of those 40 dates around the
You'll
world.
You'll be at the Greek on April 20th.
420, Blaze.
Four. Okay, well.
I mean, 420, just this a fun day it. In April, everybody. Make sure to head on down to the Greek.
My mom is listening somewhere.
Hi, Mom.
Mom, it's just one of those great dates.
Yeah. Blaze is this great pizza shop. Don't get it twisted.
They have thin crust.
Yeah.
Dublin, London, Amsterdam. That's so fun.
I know. I've never toured my own headline shows in Europe before. I've never done a London headline show.
That's cool.
Yeah. I'm going to hear them like say it in British accents.
Wow,
like
your
all my lyrics.
British accent's very good.
Thank you. I want them, yeah, to sing all the lyrics in their accents. I think that'll be so fun. So yeah, that's going to be very, very special. They've been hounding me for years and years to come.
So exciting.
Yeah. I'm going to Brazil, which will be really fun.
Cause so exotic.
Yeah. Well, it kind of is, you know, yeah. It's definitely more exotic than Los Angeles. But no, that'll be incredible. I love traveling so much, and touring's a huge part of my life. So it's going to be great.
All right, I'm going to play this one. I found the Boston outro here.
You're so hot, I must proceed with caution. It's looking awesome to be here in Boston.
Yeah! Yeah!
So good.
Magic, right? Just go for it.
Costume.
Yeah. That one was like a tame one. That was good. That was like a radio-friendly one, Boston.
Yeah.
That was good. It's so much fun now because I've really thrown any sort of rules out the window. And I think they know that, you know, when it gets to that point in the show, I'm a bit delirious and a bit loopy. And it's just going to be a fun time. I just want people to giggle and laugh more. You know?
You're doing it.
Yeah.
You're doing it.
Thanks.
Thanks for coming. It's great to see you. Keep checking in with us. I know you'll be exhausted after your tour, but after you
I'll
rest
come
up
back
a little
anyways.
Bit.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I don't need a personality on here. You guys are so nice to me. You guys are great.
Sabrina Carpenter, everybody.
Thank you for having
me. Thank you
me.
So much. Keep it up. Okay. So good.
On air.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
All right, Sissany. So what do you think the oldest person in the world said is key to living a long life? You have that story.
I do. And
it's the oldest person you know.
The oldest person I know currently? Gosh.
Think about that. Don't say me.
That's rude.
This is crazy, but it might be somebody on Michael's side of the family, maybe.
Is anybody in the 90s?
I don't know. I'm like, it might be my dad.
My grandpa was in his 90s when he passed.
My dad's about to turn 80 at the end of the month. But I also think Michael's grandpa might be in his mid-80s. So Michael's grandpa probably.
Well, you start thinking about longevity.
Yeah.
And you start thinking about how long everybody can live with the advances in science and medicine. But the key is you want to live in a feeling good state.
Exactly.
For a long time. You don't want to be in pain for 30 years.
Yeah.
Like, don't keep me alive if I'm hurting.
I have this conversation with Michael all the time. And I'm just like, if I'm hurting and I'm in pain and I'm a vegetable,
kill
like,
me.
Please pull the plug.
Put me out of my misery.
Right. And he's always just like, I will never do that. I will keep you. And
this is not in the sunshine mind, Tanya. This is a different conversation.
Yeah, this is
it's
dark.
A bit darker.
I know it's dark. But this lady, her name is Maria Brañas Morea. She is 115 years old and is now the oldest known living person. She's actually born March 4th, 1907.
115 years old?
So she's about to turn 116 real soon. So I did a little digging on her, and she has never smoked. She's never drunk alcohol or dieted.
I'm out.
And attributes her health to good genes. But she recently told Guinness World Records that her keys to a long and healthy life, I guess. There's a list. She said, order, tranquility, good connection with family and friends. And I think that's important. I think that if you become lonely, that
you
takes
die.
A toll on you.
You become lonely,
you have to keep community.
Yeah.
You have to keep connections with people and keep that going with you. Contact with nature, I thought was interesting that she said.
Oh, yeah. Putting your feet into the ground is really good. Mm-hmm.
She also said emotional stability. Having no worries, which, okay, that sounds good in theory.
Good on her.
Right? Also, she said having no regrets, which maybe at some point, okay, fine, but okay. And she said lots of positivity. I think at some point in your life, you can maybe have lots of positivity. And then the big one was she said staying away from toxic people.
Well, and we're all out on that.
Well, that was the headline. So that was the big takeaway that all just these outlets were pulling
edit
from.
Edit toxic people out of your life.
Edit the toxic people out of your life.
Where did she live?
She was actually born in Spain. They moved to San Francisco. Or maybe she was born in San Francisco, but then she now lives in Spain.
That helps.
Yeah.
I think that lifestyle helps, right?
Yeah, and she's like in a home now, like where they care for her and stuff. But I just feel like the toxic and if you are able to control it or recognize it when there's toxic people around you and be able to edit that out of your life is very important and know when to do it.
And you know who you're thinking about right now.
I think everyone does if you're listening.
All right. I can put a list together. Start editing those people out. But I still want to have wine in my 90s. I mean, you know, it's like...
Yeah, because
at that point, right?
Haven't you... I feel like we've read about older people, maybe not the oldest person in the world, 115.
A glass of wine a day.
Right, and they've said, oh, I've had a glass of wine every day or whatever.
Some of them said they had a martini, I think.
Right. Older in their 90s, reached 100, and they're like, I drink every day. So whatever, for her, she hasn't, you know, had
good list.
Anything. But would you want to live until 115? I don't...
If I were in Spain, I think so.
Yeah.
Right?
115 if you feel good. I mean, she's obviously
very
together.
She looks great. I mean, for 115.
Yeah. Well, what are you comparing it to?
I don't
114?
Know.
114?
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
So every Friday about this time, what do we do, Tubbs?
Let me get my notes.
This will be good. About this time, every Friday for the last 3 or 4 years,
we do the hometown hustle.
Oh, he got it. He's on it.
I'm a hustler, baby.
Wow.
Got my poster right here.
All right. Oh, he's got his notes. That's fine. Good. You're organized today. I like it. So it's our hometown hustler segment. This is spotlighting somebody that actually had the courage to quit a regular gig that they had, the sure thing, and go after something that they love to do. I love it. It's a great story.
Yeah.
Giovanni Gonzalez joining us from Glendale now. Giovanni, congrats. You're our hometown hustler. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Super good, bro. So, what was the retail job you quit to pursue making tote bags?
I kind of hopped over a little bit, but my most recent one, I worked at Wasteland in Melrose.
Oh, cool.
And what gave you the courage to say, I'm going to go after something I love to do and make these really, really cool, almost like nostalgic totes?
Yeah, appreciate that. Thank you. Honestly, I basically worked retail almost my entire like work career. But with this, it was just, well, for one, I make these bags myself, right? So it's very time consuming. So I've always been the person who was like, if I'm going to do something and focus on something, I want to put 100% into it. And it was kind of hard to do that when I was having my retail job because it was a full-time retail job.
Right.
So I was like, you know what? Let me just take the chance. Retail's always going to be there. I can always bounce back into it. So yeah, I just made a decision. I was like, let me just quit my retail job and see where it goes with my tote bag.
And these bags, you can see them at La Segunda Brand on TikTok and Instagram. But these bags are sort of like nostalgic, and they've got thematics to them, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Yeah. Yeah, I would like to say like they're very nostalgic because, well, for one, I get a lot of my material from secondhand shops. And when you go to like thrift stores and stuff, you find a lot of like vintage items. So that's where it falls, where you're getting that nostalgia from. But for mine right now, like the most popular ones are like the Mexican embroidered pillowcases.
Yeah.
And just seeing like the comments from my viewers and followers, they're like, oh my God, my grandma used to have these growing up, or like they still have them. Oh, this reminds me so much of my aunt and stuff like that. So it just brings that nostalgia feeling to them. And
it's so interesting how you creatively figured out a way to connect with people and think about their relatives and think about their memories and think about their heritage and think about how they were raised just by really giving this secondhand stuff a new purpose.
It really is.
Right. Right. I get comments like that all the time. Like, I would like upload a tote bag that I made out of like a vintage Mickey bed sheet, and they all see a comment and be like, wait, I used to have that very same bed sheet when I was like 5-6 years old. I was like, is that my bed sheet? I'm like, I don't know, it could have been.
That's funny.
Where'd you lose it? So Giovanni, are you paying your bills by doing this
now? Like, blessfully, I can say I am.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah, it's only been not even a year since I started doing this. And I will say, I mean, I'm pretty sure any other small business out there can relate. It was pretty hard in the beginning because you're still like trying to like see how to work things out. Not everybody, I guess, like really, I didn't have much exposure at the time. So it was like, I was struggling here and there. But as of now, like I said, I'm very blessed. I can definitely say like, if I could keep it going at this rate, I can definitely make it happen for sure. So,
well, listen, we love these stories. Local friend of ours, Giovanni Gonzalez out of Glendale, following his dream, quitting his regular retail job. Appreciate you coming on, Giovanni. Continued success. And you can check it out at La Segunda Brand on TikTok and Instagram. Take care, Giovanni.
Yes. Thank you so much.
I'm a hustler, baby.
That's funny. You see somebody with a bag and go, wait, is that my bed sheet?
It's really cool that he did that.
Right? I mean, I had Star Wars bed sheets. If I saw a tote bag and the Star Wars bed sheets, I'm like, that's...
I had Fraggle Rock.
You had Fraggle Rock sheets?
Do you remember that?
Of course, the Fraggles. Yeah. Remember the heap?
Yep. Fraggle Rock.
Did you know
the
Fraggles, Tanya?
No, I don't know what Fraggle Rock is. I had like Flintstones.
There's Gobi, Moki, Wembley, Boober. Remember Boober?
Oh, Boober.
Boober.
Yes.
Oh, it's a walk down memory lane for us.
Yes.
Hey, that would be so cool if Giovanni did a Fraggle purse.
I know. I would buy it.
Fraggle Rock was the show.
What was it like?
The Muppets, but a little more irreverent.
Right. I know. I totally forgot about it.
It was like it was like puppets.
Oh. When he thought of bed sheets, I'm like, those are my bed sheets.
That's
Fraggle
very
Rock.
Funny. So are you the type of person that likes to matchmake, that likes to set up your friends? You see one person and think, oh, you know, they're perfect for another person that you know in your life. I'm not necessarily that guy.
Well, you should become that guy.
Why should I become that guy? Susan, are you that person?
I mean, if I feel it, if I see it, if I think it makes sense, then I will execute it. But I'm not like fishing for it.
Right. I'm not fishing for it either. And I just feel like it puts you in the middle of something that could be bad at some point. But go ahead, Tanya. What do you have? Why do you bring it up?
Because some of our favorite celebrity couples would not be if some of their friends didn't step in and set them up. For example, Meghan Trainor and Daryl Sabara. They just announced they're having their second baby. They are so stinking cute. And we have Chloe Grace Moretz to thank for that relationship because she introduced them. What about Joe Manganiello and Sofia Vergara? Could you imagine being in a world without Sofia Vergara and Joe Manganiello being together?
Let me think of that universe.
No, you don't want to. They're so perfect for each other.
When I picture him, I picture interviewing him. And remember, he was holding his little chihuahua dog in his lap.
Right, I do remember that.
Yeah, that's what I picture now.
Yeah.
So Jesse Tyler Ferguson, he gave Joe Sophia's number. If he hadn't done that, who knows where they would be. And then
because Jesse Tyler Ferguson was on Modern Family.
Correct, with Sophia Vergara. I don't know how he knew Joe, though.
That's an interesting pair as well. Like they were best friends or something.
How Jesse Tyler Ferguson knew Joe to give Joe Sophia's number.
4-H club?
I don't know. I don't know. And then Cameron Diaz and Benji Madden, obviously Nicole Richie, had she not set the two of them up, who knows? You know, and we're obsessed with them. I mean, Cameron Diaz finally found her one true pairing, and had Nicole Richie not stepped in.
Your hands are in the air.
Who knows where they would be today?
No. Yeah, I mean, those are very good examples, but it is sort of high stakes when you do get involved. And I would also say pairing up celebrities a little bit different than pairing up my friends.
Nuh-uh.
Friends or relatives. My sister set me up.
What?
My sister set me up with my
Well, that I know. That I know. That,
yeah.
That's a famous story.
And here. That's high stakes too, though.
That's legend story at Kiss FM.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So Grammy weekend, Sunday, 5 o'clock on CBS2 and Paramount Plus, which sometimes I think I have and sometimes I think I can't get into.
I don't think I have that.
I thought I had it for Yellowstone. But I don't know. Sometimes I can't get into them.
Mm-hmm.
General consensus here. All major categories are Beyonce versus Adele. That's what people are saying.
Yeah. I mean, she has the most wins. Beyonce has the most wins, 28 wins in women history, I think.
And I think when you combine Beyonce and Jay-Z, it's the most.
Yeah, it's
ever.
Combined 88.
Except for record of the year, Adele.
Go easy on me, baby.
And then Beyonce in the same category, record of the year.
Oh, baby, baby. You won't break my soul.
Actually, looking forward to it this Sunday. Is anybody working the red carpet here? Is anybody doing something for E or any of the other networks?
Not I.
Tanya, no?
I'm going to be at a wedding on Sunday.
Oh,
someone has a wedding
off brand for you.
Yeah. I know, but it's Robbie's cousin. So it's like in one of his
best friends.
Married? They're getting married in New York.
That's so exciting.
Yeah.
Robbie's cousin. And how many? Is it a big wedding?
It's a big wedding. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Does Robbie have to speak?
I don't think he has to speak, but he's Persian and they have big weddings.
And I bet they have some good food.
Yes, very good food.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at Song of the Year. And by the way, what is the difference in Record of the Year and Song of the Year? There is a difference because, for example, Song of the Year, Adele there and Beyonce here again, and DJ Khaled and Lizzo, Taylor Swift also for Song of the Year. But there's
I know
a difference,
one is producer,
right?
Versus writer, but I always forget which one's which.
So, Song of the Year is for songwriter.
Songwriter,
that's how
Song
I remember
of the Year.
Got it.
And
yeah, yeah,
record
yeah.
is the recording of the year with the producer. And
correct.
But usually it's a lot of the same songs or records
right. yeah,
in those
usually.
Two categories. All right, so what is on your...
The Weekend Watch List.
Just watch, go!
I'll tell you what's on my Weekend Watch List. I started Tar with Kate Blanchett, which she's incredible. She's a maestro, conductor of the orchestra. And
never
I haven't
heard
finished
of
it yet. And then I was told also to watch Poker Face, both of which are on Peacock, which I didn't know I had.
Big Peacock fan over here.
I think I put them in my Apple TV and I search, and then they connect me to those two places. But again, I have not finished either of them, but they are on my weekend watch list.
Nice.
Sisney, what's on yours?
A lot of people were telling me to watch The Last of Us. It's on HBO Max, but it comes out weekly, so I was kind of hesitant to start it. And so
it doesn't sound like a comedy.
It's not a comedy. It's kind of about like a pandemic, like the end of the world situation, but like pandemic, like worst case scenario, like The Last of Us. So it's this, it's kind of like a pair connected through just the harshness of what it would be like to just be the last few people left on Earth. And because it comes out weekly, the episodes are really long. Like the first episode is 2 hours long. So we let it build up to 3 episodes, and Michael and I are fully invested. It is so good. So
The Last of Us.
Highly recommend it. It is on HBO Max.
Okay. It sounds like you're very passionate about it. Tanya, what's on your weekend watch list?
Mine is The Recruit. It's on Netflix, and it's the Noah Centineo show. We had him on, and it's about the CIA lawyer. He kind of gets caught up in this dangerous thing. He's working with a former asset, and it's a lot of action, but it's also Noah Centineo. So he's just so cute and charming and so fun. We actually started watching it over like the holidays and gave up, and then we started back up again.
Why did you give up?
There was other things. There was like the Harry and Meghan documentary. There was just like so much going on during the holidays.
You got distracted.
So, yeah, now we're back on.
The Recruit. I actually think that looks good too. I love anything about the CIA. I'm just obsessed with CIA stuff. That would be, if I were to go take a field trip tour of any place, I think CIA would be at the top of my list.
I really had to convince Robbie on this one. Like,
why?
I was like, because he was like, I'm not going to CIA. I was like, he's a lawyer like you.
No, because, okay, that's a good sell to him. Yeah. He doesn't like CIA stuff?
I don't know. He was just not into it by the promo.
Okay, Ruby, I've seen what's on your weekend watch list. You People.
Yes. So this is the number one movie on Netflix. But it's a fun rom-com featuring Lauren London, Jonah Hill. They fall in love and then only to like later on have their two worlds sort of clash because of their families not getting along. But I love it because it's kind of like a love letter to LA. You see so much of LA.
Yeah, you really do. You do. Like the Capitol building. I watched it last night. We were dying. It is so funny.
Yes. It's amazingly funny. And it just shows me like how much I love Jonah Hill.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I
mean, and Eddie Murphy.
Oh, Eddie Murphy's a legend.
Wait, you're all watching this show?
Yeah, well, it's not a show,
well,
it's a
movie.
Oh.
There's a lot of good cameos.
It's the number one movie on Netflix. Sorry, we kept it from you. You're not on our group text about this, are you?
Oh, wait, you're not on that group text on you?
No, that's the one we have separate. That's the sidebar.
Very left out right now.
That's just the one group text where we talk about You People.
No, if you want a good laugh, and you want a good laugh, you want to see some montages of LA, too, You People is a great, great movie.
Yeah, it's really good.
I think Jonah Hill co-wrote it, too.
He did co-write it, I know, which at the very end when he did it's co-written by Jonah Hill, I was like, wow, he's a genius.
Brilliant. Yeah.
Brilliant. Just watch,
come on! All right, we're looking at 50 minutes of nonstop Kiss music. But also, it's a good chance before the weekend to check in with some of the Kiss staff here. Kayla Thomas joining us, who's going to be on the air this weekend. Now, Kayla, what you may or may not know is that I get a sheet of notes of what's happening with all the staff members before I talk to them. And some striking things that are happening in your life, it seems, Kayla Thomas.
There's always some craziness going on in my life.
So Kayla is on this weekend, 2 to 6 on Sunday, 2 to 4. So tomorrow, 2 to 6, Sunday, 2 to 4. Now, it says here that you and your boyfriend are eating very clean to clear up your skin and eat healthier.
Yes. So honestly, I actually got it from Tanya. Tanya, you're the one that inspired me because I know we've had a lot of conversations about our autoimmune disease and I have lupus. So when I moved to California, I guess adjusting to the weather and the water has not worked well with my immune system, right? So my lupus flare-ups are more often. So I'm like, I need to change. You know, I need to do something. I need to take better care of myself. So we're eating clean. Tanya, I'm going to do your holistic route.
I love
even though I was so against it, but I'm tired of taking it.
It's a pain. It's such a pain, but it's so worth it.
So what does that mean? What is the holistic route?
Less medication and more natural stuff.
Yeah.
So eating clean, exercising more,
You know, lucky to be in Southern California because it is easier to eat clean in Southern California than it is
especially
in other parts of the country.
For sure.
Right? I mean, it's just, and you have fresh produce year round because of the climate here. Well, that's good news. I love hearing that. And you're going to Bali? Kayla Thomas, what is up? You're going to Indonesia?
Wow.
I am. So my boyfriend and I, our 2-year anniversary is at the end of the month and it'll mark like a year since we've been in California. So we're like, let's do something big. So we're going to Bali, Indonesia. We're going to do the whole thing and I'm excited.
I've never been there.
I never have either.
I've seen all kinds of websites of hotels there. That's a bucket list place for me too. We're going to come back so relaxed.
I know. And it's cheap over there. That's the thing. We pick somewhere that's super cheap, but beautiful to go to. And we love traveling. We do solo trips all the time. Like he went to Thailand last year. So
by himself?
Yeah, it'll be fun. Yeah. I went on a solo trip by myself as well.
Where'd you go?
I think it's needed.
That's another topic.
Well, I didn't go out of the country. I went to Catalina Island by myself.
Okay. And that's fun?
Thailand.
And hey, you took the express over
I didn't want to go out of the country by myself because I'm small, I'm little, I'm like, I don't want to get kidnapped.
Well, you still went
to
an island. You still went to an island.
Well, the whole concept of like taking a trip by yourself, I we have to talk about that. Like, I know that's good for you, but I don't know if I'm there yet. Anyway, what's happening this weekend, Kayla? What are you doing? What are you giving away?
So we're giving away tickets to Knott's Berry Farm. They're having their peanut celebration through the 26th. So we're giving away 4 packs of tickets.
Great. All right. Well, we'll tune in for that. Thanks for coming on and happy 2-year anniversary with you and your
Thank
boyfriend.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye, Kayla.
Bye.
Bye.
I mean, a trip by yourself. Where would
Does
I go
Does a work
by
trip
myself?
Count?
No.
No.
I'm like, well.
I mean, how about her boyfriend going to Thailand alone?
I know.
On air.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
I can tell you that this weekend it's AT40. I'll be here for that. Got the Grammys on Sunday, and we're back Monday with an all-new Ryan's Roses. All right, you guys, have a good weekend. Enjoy the wedding. Bye, Tanya. Bye, sis.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to On Air with Ryan Seacrest. Make sure to subscribe, and we'll talk to you again Monday.